Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxon. I'm so glad that you're joining me for the process of there, where we walk by faith using everyday life through our lives, and we witness the Word of God taking effect as we apply it. As we apply it, we see ourselves change, see people blessed, see the Word of God be magnified in our lives as He teaches us how to love, how to walk in victory, and how to be in the place where we're able to be the light to a world that knows nothing but darkness. So we thank God that He's chosen us for such a time as this, process of dare, which is a walk of faith, in our lives, which basically you cannot pinpoint or plan out, because a walk of faith is a process. You go through everyday life and you see God prove Himself as we trust Him and trust the Word to be everything that it says to be in our lives. We've been looking at different people in the Bible, seeing them and understanding how God has called unlikely people. And as He's called them, He calls them to a word that He's already established in eternity and makes that word manifest in time. As they go through that process, we see them as they make decisions, sometimes in the will of God and some of them outside of the will of God, but the Word of God for their life has never changed. God's Word is powerful enough to bring to pass everything that God has ordained it to be. So we see that God has moved us from glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. And as He does this, we understand the grace of God that we grow in. Each year, each day, we see ourselves in that grace of God. We've been talking about the place that God has called the church or the believer to, and how that God is getting ready to do some wonderful things. And we spoke yesterday briefly about the mindset and how we have to prepare ourselves and how we have to believe the report of the word of God and not what the world is saying and not what the circumstances are saying. For even as God was with the children of Israel when they were in Egypt, we are going to have a Goshen experience. Whatever is going on with the world, God is going to shield His people in this next season, and we're going to see the benefits and the blessings of God in abundance in our life manifest, that God is going to set up and prepare something for us that eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard. But we have to get our minds and our hearts ready. And that means that we must gird ourselves up in our most holy faith. We can't allow our flesh or the circumstance to talk us into a place of doubt or fear, but we've got to go in and grab that word and allow that word to shape us. Because as we go in and we eat the word of God and we begin to apply that word and we stay in a place where we are praying and we are in worship and we spend that time in worship and in the word, our minds are transformed. The Word of God lets us know that we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. When we don't renew our mind, our own mind will deceive us, because it's not the mind of the spirit, but the mind of the flesh. We start operating in reasoning and the five senses instead of the spirit realm. But when we stay in the Word of God and the will of God, and we begin to renew our mind and we begin to apply the Word, and we stay in that atmosphere where we worship and spend time with God, and we begin to understand what God is telling us to do, our faith is, we begin to be as He is, and we begin to access the mind of the Spirit, which is the mind of God. We begin to access heaven and what heaven has for us and what God is going to release and God is going to do. And so we don't allow the enemy or fear or the circumstance to come and try to choke out the place of faith. And so when you stay in an atmosphere where you're allowing your mind to be renewed, you shut down self-deception and seducing spirits and the things that wrestle with our faith. But when we don't stay in that place where our mind is being renewed, we open the door to the enemy to wrestle with everything that God is telling us, to make us fear, make us doubt, make us feel like it's not going to happen in our life and it's not going to come to pass. So we have to stay in that place of faith. We have to stay in an atmosphere of faith. I'm going to read a scripture in Isaiah 26:3. And the scripture that God has given us, is these scriptures that we're going to read today, are dealing with the mind and the mindset and how we must stay in a place where our minds are being renewed in the Word of God and in the will of God, and we're not allowing anything to separate us from what God has called us to and what God is going to do in our lives. The Word of God says in Isaiah 26:3,
And this is going to be out of the Living Bible. It says here, he will keep in perfect peace all those who trust in him, whose thoughts are turned often to the Lord. Trust in the Lord God always, for in the Lord Jehovah is your everlasting strength. And that's what we want to understand. When we keep our mind on him, when we keep ourselves in that place of peace, when we trust God, when our thoughts are towards God, when we understand that we have to receive the word and the word is our guideline for life and for the decisions that we make, and we do that, we're going to understand that God himself is going to be the strength that's going to bring that thing to pass. It's not going to be in our own strength, but it's going to be in his, and he's going to bring it to pass because his word is nigh us, even in our mouth. And that word will not fail us because God cannot fail. When we walk by faith and not by sight, when we walk by faith, which is what we have to walk by to please God, without faith it's impossible to please him. So when we begin to walk by faith, even when it seems as if he's not going to come through, even when it seems as if it's at the last moment, even when it seems as looks like it's not turning in our favor and we've been waiting for a while, when we trust God and his word, we prove, as the word said, let God be true and every man be a lie. Let every circumstance be a lie. Let every situation be a lie. We prove God over every circumstance. We prove his word to be true. We prove his word to be the foundations of what we stand on. We prove his word to be that which will remain forever and will not fail, because everything else is going to go down but the word of God. So if the word of God is God himself, because Jesus is the word, that's what it says in John, in the beginning was the word. We know that Jesus is the word. And if we're standing on the word and everything else is going to go down but the word of God, and we ourselves are saying, God, I'm planted in you. I'm going to flourish in you. I'm standing in your word, and everything else is going to pass away. I'm going to see the salvation of you in the land of the living. I'm going to watch you do what you said in my life. I'm going to watch your word come to pass in my life, because when my ways please you, you make every enemy my footstool. So I'm going to watch that word concerning my physical body come to pass. I'm going to watch that word concerning my household, my children, my marriage, my career, the ministry, what you've called me to, every attack of me. I'm going to watch the word of God manifest in my life, because the word of God is going to be the strength that's going to bring me the victory. When I decree it out of my life, when my mouth, when I stand on it in my life, I'm going to watch God's word manifest and bring to pass everything that he said, because God cannot fail me. He wills and he desires to be good to us. And his desires for our life is not that he's punishing us. When we go through these tests of faith, these things are the things that come to make us strong. And if our faith is not tried, if our faith is not tested, then our faith muscles are not strengthened to stand in battles that we need to stand in, and that we can see and prove God and know that he will do exactly what he said. So everything that we go through is for our making. Even when we don't understand it, the things that we're going through are to shape us and make us in our most holy faith. So we have to make sure that not only are we going through this trial, this test, this situation the right way, but we're going through it with the right attitude, applying the word of God, loving God and praising God through it, knowing that all things will work together for our good. And that's what you have to understand. Look at the end. Look at the end. The same way God's thoughts towards us are good, and it's a place of expected end, the same way we're to look at the thing that God has brought us through, there's an expected end. I'm coming out of this thing with praise, with a worship that's deeper, with an experience with God, with a victory. I'm not going through this thing to stop or get stuck or to be defeated, but I'm going through this thing because God has allowed it. And anything that God has allowed, it had to go through him. It had to go through his blood. It had to go through his power. And if he's allowed it to come and he's gone through it already for me, then I can pass the test because he's already won. And I'm going in this thing in the authority and in the victory of what he's already won over and what he's already conquered. So the word of God lets us know that Jesus has already conquered. He's already won. He went into hell, into the
enemy's territory, into the enemy's house, and spoiled principalities and powers, made an open show of them. In other words, he took the authority, took the keys. He went into the devil's kingdom. He went into the devil's territory and showed himself to be stronger than the enemy that thought he was stronger than mankind and stronger than our Lord and Savior Jesus. He defeated him on his own turf and took the keys of hell, of death, and took them and led us out, led the defeated folks that were there out of their holding place, as the word says, and gave unto them good gifts. He gave unto us good gifts, the gifts that come from him, so that we could stand against the wiles of the enemy, stand knowing that we will win, we'll conquer through his blood in his name, because he's already conquered those things. So whenever we are going through these things, when we're facing these challenges, it is not to destroy us, but it is for our making. And when we're being made, we're being proven and justified in the blood of Jesus even more, that what God has given to us, that God is allowing to happen, that there's a reward that is coming, that he does not allow us to go through anything, and we trust in him, and he not bring the reward, he not bring the blessing, because we stood on his word, because we trusted his word beyond our fear and our flesh and the enemy and the circumstance and the world's advice. We trusted in the Lord God Almighty. And because we have, God is going to bring a reward, not only to come, but in this life, right here, he's going to bring a reward that says, because you trusted me beyond what the enemy or the flesh or the circumstance was saying, because you stood on my word and you quoted it and you decreed it and you loved me in spite of me and you watched that word manifest in your life, I've got to bring a reward with me that shows you that because you passed this test, because you've gone through it the right way, I'm going to bless you even more. So we have to understand that everything that we go through, there is an end result. God always does something to see an end result. And the same way that his thoughts towards us and everything that he has, he sees the end of what we shall be. So it is when we go through circumstances and situations in our life, we've got to see just like he does, see ourselves coming through it, see ourselves victorious, see the word of God being manifest, see the blessing of God, see it turning in our favor. We've got to stand on that word and say, God, you're for me. And if you're for me, you're more than the whole world against me. You'll open up a door that no man can open up. You'll make a way out of no way. You'll cause my enemies to give unto my bosoms. You'll set a table for my enemies. You'll set it right there in the presence of my enemies and let me eat the good stuff that you prepared, because you are not a respecter of persons. You'll bless me just like you bless other folks in the Bible and people of today. You'll bless me the same way because I trust you. I will not be ashamed. Even though I'm in something that makes me look like I'm ashamed or that I don't have the faith, because the enemy will try to challenge you when your faith is hit to make it seem as if you don't have faith in God. You don't trust God, but the devil is a liar. Your faith is being tried, even as Job. Job was a righteous man, according to the word of God. He feared God and reverenced God. He was a worshiper. He was a giver. He loved God's way, God's commands. He loved the things that pertained to God, and he made sure that he had made sacrifices for his children. People in the community respected him. So he was living a life that was pleasing for the Lord, but God considered him. God considered him so he could give him a greater blessing and make him a greater overcoming and give him a greater testimony and let the community and his family see that even though you go through a night season, God is still with you. Because Job said it, he said it the best. He said, for he knows the way that I take, and when he has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. You've got to see yourself coming forth as pure gold, that the things that God is doing, allowing to happen in your life, walked according to what his word is, and you have not gone out and done it yourself, but you are being hit because of your obedience, because of your faith, because of your stand. It is the trying of your faith, but you're coming out as pure gold, and that's what you have to understand. You're coming out victorious because you've already been called a victorious overcomer. You triumph in this life because of Christ. You triumph in this life because what God has already done. So you cannot allow the enemy or anyone else to steal from you what God has already commanded. If God for you, who or what can be against you? If he's spoken a word concerning your life, watch that word manifest in your life, because God will not fail you. He's coming to show up on your behalf and do exactly what this family, your finance, that business, that career, your ministry, your body, whatever it is, he's going to do exactly what he said. So I encourage you to hold on, change your mind, to shift to what God is saying and not to what the circumstances say. Decree the word of God and watch life manifest exactly what God said, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. You have the power to speak and decree the life that God has said and watch it manifest. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life. I pray that you've been blessed and empowered in this 15 minutes. I ask that you would continue to stay in the process of there and know that God knows what he's doing in you. God bless you, and we'll see you again tomorrow.